Let's go. Bring us only 20 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. Good morning. This is the Mirai Breakfast Show. Happy World Radio Day. And yes, today is World Radio Day. And the theme of the day is radio and sports. So we ask you this morning, what would life be without a radio? And what is the longest time you have lived without a radio? And how did that make you feel? I'm taking my very first caller. Mirai, good morning.
Irene, actually, I'm Joseph Akol. I'm calling from Awil.
Joseph Akol, how is Awil?
Yeah, it's fine, but the issue is about Radio Mirai is not working in Awula. I'm just actually trying to call, and I know people are actually talking about Radio Day today. Radio is everything, actually, especially for me as a person. I've been listening to radio since I was young, and it makes the world so small for me to understand everything. Especially in Europe, U.S., and maybe East Africa, and also like South Sudan. All these are actually a contributing factor to my understanding. Okay, in case of any danger, I can actually... Okay, say if you are listening to radio, it is not all the news are always good. Some are actually regrettable. Some are actually for your, for your happiness.
Right.
And it actually shapes the mind of the public so that they know what is actually going on. Say, for example, here in South Sudan, where the situation is so dire.
Right.
Most of the people will understand that, okay, at what level is South Sudan today? And it is always good that each and every person that listen to radio should at least guess and predict the situations that he or she should be in. Because me, myself, I don't want to lie, even those that are actually with me, they know it very well, but I have never missed radio.
Right.
In that time, even when people were actually in the bush during the protocols and all those things, I was actually...
You moved with your radio?
To some spiritual radio, yes. I have been so keen to know what is happening. Even the day that our fallen hero, Dr. Grant, died,
right.
I heard it direct from BBC. It was like, this is what I'm actually saying, it's not that good, but at some point it did help a lot.
You got informed at the right place and the right time. Thank you so much, Joseph, for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay, yes, World Radio Day. Happy World Radio Day. Tell me, what would life be without radio, and what has been the longest you've lived without a radio? What did it make you feel?
Good morning, I relax.
Morning, Mama Esther, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm very fine, thank you. Tell me.
Radio made me feel I'm happy, Mama. I relax so without I know I relax so. And then I had the news without I not never touch them. That is the point of radio to me.
Right. Okay, Mama Esther says, well, radio is very important for her. Right now she's not even listening to radio and she feels like she's either blind or deaf. So in other words, radio feeds her with enough information, relevant information for that matter. All right, so 25 minutes past the hour, 7 a.m. Let's take our very last call. Amira, good morning.
It's me, Philip Alich, from Munukimio Sava.
Yes, Philip Alich, tell me.
Radio is very good indeed. I remember the time when I was in a wheel. I can't even spend something like 1 hour without listening to the radio because we have local radios in a wheel, but the international radio here like Mirai FM and I Radio, all the people are always asking me when you are listening to the I Radio or Mirai or another radio in a wheel, the people are getting me contributing in the program and pass my regard to the friends wherever they are. And the people are asking me, why are you listening to all the radio? Because I know radio is the something that can bring friendship among the people across the nation. Like now, we are just starting greeting from the people in the former 10 state, and it is now become 32 state. That is the radio. That is another thing. Radio can give us peaceful. It can help us to greet our people and knowing ourselves. Like now, as we have we the callers of Radio Mirai, we form something like association that can bring people together in one umbrella, and that is the importance of the radio. Another thing, radio is very good indeed. Like now, we are always getting update from Radio Mirai about the peace talk revitalization. And that's the good of it. But another thing, entertainment and sport magazine, that is good of radio.
Right.
I can't I can't even spend something like 1 hour without listening to
the radio. And I just thank you so much, Philip.
If I don't have radio, then I use my phone to listen to the radio.
Still to the radio. Thank you so much for your contribution. Good morning. This is Amira Breakfast. It's World Radio Day. And yes, we're asking you a simple question. What would life be without a radio?